Welcome to the Divine Masculine Audio. We are actually going to begin today's lesson with a meditation to awaken our solar plex. So I would like for you to find a nice comfortable position. If you were driving, just come back to this and listen to it at a different time. But when you guys are ready, find yourself in a nice comfortable seat, spine straight, and begin to move your shoulders back, just rolling them out. Letting go of any tension, just imagine yourself letting go of everything that's holding you down, rolling your shoulders in the other direction now, just letting this energy move through you. Taking a nice conscious deep breath in, feeling your lungs expand fully as you breathe in, and exhaling, letting it go. And again, breathing in, feeling your chest expand, your lungs expand. And exhaling, letting it all go. One more time, deep inhale, feeling your chest, feeling your belly. Exhaling fully with a sigh. Just coming back to your body. Bringing your awareness to your mind now, just taking a moment to let your mind go. Know you're going to let it go for a few minutes and that you will come back to it later. As you bring your attention deeper into your body, knowing that as thoughts arise, you can just let them go and they can serve you at a different time. But right now we are focusing on our present connection. Bringing your awareness to your fingertips, you can rub them together. Just feel the skin touching the skin, the bones. What do your fingers feel like? Just taking note of this physical body in this physical moment. And bring your fingers now to your heart and place both palms on top of your heart center. Just awakening and connecting to that heart space energy, asking internally for your heart to guide you and lead you through today's practice so you are in tune and in touch with your highest love and highest levels of light. Taking a really deep breath in now, allowing your awareness to float into your solar plex chakra. So right above your belly button, just connecting to this place, to the space, see if you can feel the energy here. I want you to imagine, to visualize in your third eye that there is a fire that is roaring in your solar plex area. See if you can feel the intensity, the energy of this fire, and feel the warmth, allowing the fire to grow. Seeing if you can just feel the warmth and the energy expand in your body. Breathing into this power, to this divine orchestration, feeling the roaring fire just opening you up and cleansing your body. Fire is a purifier. It purifies, it transcends. So allowing this fire to grow and just imagine it healing you. Imagining the fire creating warmth in your body and just feeling this energy pulsates. Invoking your internal masculine energy now, asking that fire to present to you your courage and your strength and your structure. Asking it to allow you to feel empowered, to feel powerful. Asking that part of you that is in control, that makes decisions. Asking them to show up. Allow them to manifest in your mind's eye and just notice what this character looks like. Who is this divine masculine part of you? What do they look like? What do they feel like? What is the energy of this part of you? How can you connect to them? Where do they sit in your body? How can you feel their energy and let it become a part of you seamlessly? A part of you that you know and a part of you that you welcome. Just feeling this energy, feeling this part of you, allowing this part of you, this divine masculine extension of you, to walk into that internal fire. See them being bathed in the flames of the solar plex, and as they walk through this fire, imagine them transcending any doubts and fears, anything that is holding them back, anything that's keeping them from being fully themselves and fully expressive. Just cutting cords with any part of your divine masculine that isn't serving, and demanding that the highest version of yourself step forward, and that only the most loving, most connected parts of your divine masculine come forward. Just imagine you letting go of every piece that is tied to ego or tied to ownership. Just letting that part of you go as the loving, protective, honoring divine masculine moves forward and integrates into your body. Feeling that power pulsate in your body. Maybe you feel surges of energy, just tuning into those. Feeling your strength, your power. And asking the divine masculine within to give you permission to be fully yourself. To give you permission to connect to your creativity, your love, your endless levels of light. Asking him to really allow you to be yourself on all levels without judgment or fear. Just taking a moment to feel this in your body. Asking him to present you with your power. And just imagine the divine masculine within handing you this orb of light, this beam of fire. And as they hand it to you and you accept it, you are accepting your power. You are accepting all parts of you. You are creating the most magnificent version of who you are. And you are doing it with love, and you are doing it with ease. Placing this orb in your heart now, letting that divine masculine energy build in you as you connect deeper to yourself. Taking a nice deep breath in. Allowing that masculine energy to resonate in your body, knowing that you can connect to the inner divine masculine at any moment of any day that is always there for you. Anytime you are feeling overwhelmed or like you need help, you are there. This part of you is there to assist you. Know it and feel it and call upon it when you need it. You can lay here as long as you like, sit up tall, maybe make your way into a different position as we move into a little bit of a discussion about the masculine energy. So I know within the spiritual community, and even not the spiritual community, like the feminist community, and I don't know, I guess just like the collective right now, masculine energy has taken somewhat of a hit and has a bad rap because we've been living in a really patriarchal society and women have been repressed and the feminine energy has been repressed, but it's not the masculine's fault. It's not the divine masculine's fault. It's just kind of what's been taught to us and what we've learned through society. So divine masculine energy is very different from patriarchy and very different from men. The same with feminine energy. Yes, women carry more feminine energy than men, usually, not always. And men usually, but not always, carry more masculine energy than women. But there's different levels and degrees of it, and different people carry more or less, depending. You can also call these like the yin female and the yang masculine. But either way, it's just two different energies that are opposing and that intermingle and create. We need both. They create together. The masculine energy, like I was saying in the course, creates a container for the feminine energy to go in and express herself. So masculine energy usually rules the mind, logic, kind of like decisions, achieving. It's very forward moving, fast paced, competitive energy, where the feminine energy is much more intuitive and is about like senses and creativity and nurturing and expression. And it's a very different energy than masculine. But we need that masculine energy to be in play so that we can be sensual. We need the mind to be there so we can focus on the senses, right? We need the competitiveness to be there so we can know how to collaborate. We need the giving to be there so we can know how to receive. They bounce off of each other and they work with each other. We need that container. We need that space in order for us to dance in. This is how I like to think of it. The masculine energy comes in and creates these boundaries and creates the rules and provides this safety and this comfort for the feminine energy to be able to be herself in. So a lot of times what happens with women is we are so disconnected from our masculine energy because we are taught that, you know, boys are like this and girls are like that and we need to be like this and we need to find a man. It's changing now because women are becoming way more empowered, going to school, working jobs, doing all of this stuff. But this is a big reason that we feel as a collective, as women as a collective, we feel insecure, more insecure than men. We feel like we have to change ourselves for men to like us. We feel like comparing ourselves to other women because we need the male approval, because we don't have that strong sense of masculine energy within us. We're really disconnected from our own internal masculine. Like I was saying, we each have both. Every single human has feminine and masculine energy within them. But we don't allow our masculine energy to manifest in healthy ways most of the time. We don't know how to set boundaries, right? That's one thing women struggle with a lot, setting boundaries, knowing when to say no, knowing what is too much, being really outwardly expressive and like being yourself, like taking that risk and not caring what other people think of you. Making decisions based on your own intuition. This is where masculine and feminine energy meet really well. Making decisions off of intuition. That's like masculine and feminine. We lose touch of this because of what we've been taught. So the practice for you guys, and what I really want to extend to you, is to focus on creating the sense of self and creating boundaries for yourself where you know when to say yes and you know when to say no. You know what does serve you, you listen to that, and you action on it. Also, taking these actions and creating a morning routine, which is part of the sacred practice this week on the course, to create a really solid morning routine where you're taking care of yourself every single morning. So the feminine energy might be like, yeah, this would be nice, but I'm in my flow and it doesn't fit today. Where the masculine energy says, no, I have to do this, it's part of my practice. And it's good to have both. And we should definitely have both. Too much masculine energy is toxic. Too much feminine energy is toxic. We need both. We need the initiation and the continuation. But you have to focus in and hone in on the discipline aspect right now. Because we want to create this routine. We want to create this sense of empowerment within you so you're able to carry out the rest of these feminine tasks. So the feminine energy within you has space to be herself and space to move, space to act and be silly and have fun and be sensual and explore her sexuality. But we have to know that you're going to show up for yourself and you're going to be there. So this week, you have affirmation cards. There's 5 affirmation cards, and they're printable. You can totally download them and print them out. I want you to focus on your affirmations and really affirming to yourself throughout this week that you are powerful and that you are worthy and that you are here for a purpose and for a reason. And to just continue to remind yourself of your amazingness, remind yourself of how strong you are and how capable you are and how willing you are to show up. The fact that you signed up for this course and that you're listening to this right now means that you are showing up and that masculine energy is coming through and you're taking the risk, right? You are like on the route to achieving this place of self-love you want to be in. We just need to action out a little more and allow the energy to continue. And not judge ourselves. And this is a big part of it. So the feminine energy a lot of times within us is worried about being judged by the masculine, worrying what men are going to think about us, but also our inner masculine, who can be a critic, will come in and judge us because we are scared of other people doing it. So it's like, well, if I'm already judging myself and I'm criticizing myself and I'm critiquing myself, other people won't be able to because I've already done it. But this is a toxic mindset, and this is where the masculine energy becomes too much. It becomes unbalanced because we have to know that we can be ourselves fully and we're not going to be judged. But we are the only ones that can actually place judgment on ourselves. Otherwise, if someone's judging you, it's just a reflection of them judging themselves. It's never about you. So the medicine here is to talk to your inner masculine and find that permission. Ask yourself, dig into these questions. Why do I judge myself? When you catch yourself judging yourself, taking that story, listening to it, asking yourself why you're doing it, diving into that story, and then letting it go. And coming back to your truth and reaffirming your truth. I accept who I am unconditionally. I'm allowed to be myself. I'm allowed to create what I want to create. I'm allowed to just be me. When that masculine energy comes in with a criticism, just sending it away and reinforcing your new story over and over again. Because that's not your truth. You are a goddess. You are here with divine light. You are here to express and to create and to nurture and to feel. But you have to give yourself that internal permission and you have to accept who you are unconditionally so others can do the same. And this is why it's so important to have an empowered internal masculine. So you can set that up for yourself. So you are constantly, constantly approving of yourself. So you have that permission to be yourself and to share and to create and shine your light because you know that you are approving of it. And that's the only approval you will ever, ever need. So this is the practice I want to extend to you guys, and I want you to focus this week on giving yourself permission internally and allowing that to resonate with you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this audio and really allow this week to be fun for you. And as you get to know your internal masculine, allow him to come through and be the powerful force that it is. It is such a powerful energy and it's so potent and so beautiful. And use it to your advantage. It's there to serve you. I love you and I will see you again next week.